Pastor Rick writes for us this day of Thanksgiving. An Iraqi family was living in war-ravaged Baghdad. It was a mother and a father with a large number of children from infant age up. They were extremely poor and often did not have enough to eat, even with help from the Red Cross. And what little water they could get was often contaminated. One child was 2 years old, but had not yet walked due to malnutrition. The parents of each child had nothing but the clothes on their backs and a few cooking pots. Schooling for the children was not an option. The family lived in a bombed out and empty palace barracks of the former elite palace guard. Yet, the father gave constant praise and thanksgiving to God for what they had, even in the midst of extreme poverty and unsafe living conditions, even in the midst of living with foreign armed forces and the threat of civil unrest. This was their thanksgiving. Sad, but real for some people. On the other hand, our Thanksgiving is the day we offer thanks for family, friends, food, shelter, health, an abundant harvest, spectacular fall colors, and for the most part, peace. We give thanks to our God who has given us life, who sustains and sanctifies us, and who gives salvation to all. Yet on this day of Thanksgiving, as with the 364 other days of the year, our lives are plagued by worry and trouble. Unsafe drinking water, polluted air, contaminated land, increased severity of hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, catastrophic flooding, killer heat waves. There is a dark shadow, literally, of an aging electricity infrastructure. And there is West Nile virus, Lyme disease, aging baby boomers, an increased number of cancer cases, and an underfunded healthcare system. There are unstable politics and unstable leaders, deteriorating institutions, and rising racism and intolerance. There are, sadly, diminishing church congregations, a decline in active leadership, and the closing of parishes. We know of family and friends and neighbors who are worried about job layoffs, loss of income, and loss of financial security. Some of us, have aging parents or siblings whose care and responsibility have fallen upon our shoulders in addition to the everyday stuff, work, family, and everything else that comes with life. There are homeless people, the mentally ill, the terminally ill, those lost in the haze of Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. There are people recently bereaved, separated, divorced, or diagnosed with serious illness. There are children and battered spouses. There are painful stories of sexual abuse and rape cases going back decades. We know how painful, and sometimes it feels like pointless, that holidays can be. Even a holiday devoted to thankfulness for blessings and celebrating family ties. The list just goes on and on. For Jesus to say, "Don't worry about these things," does not comfort us much, because the reality of life says, there is much to worry about. His words about letting today's troubles be enough for the day can also be difficult to accept. We're thankful for the food that we have today, but will there be food tomorrow? We thank God for good health, but tomorrow will we, or perhaps our spouse or child, be diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer? We give thanks for peace and freedom, but we live under the threat of terrorist attacks and increased security measures that threaten our very privacy rights. For every generation before, there were circumstances that made people aware of life's fragility, and that is no different today. We live in a world of global tensions, national tensions, and family tensions. It is not surprising that many people ask the question, will we have anything to thank God for tomorrow or the next day? Can God be trusted to love us and care for us tomorrow? How many of you have asked, why is God letting this happen to us? Does God love us? Does God care? Can we trust that God is blessing us even now and will continue to do so? These are questions not just being asked by those of little or no faith, but also those with a deep faith. Whatever life throws at us, however deep the hole that we have dug, whenever we feel life is unfair or unbearable, God is there to love, to care, to bless, now and forever. This is where we ground our gratitude, indeed our lives, in God's love, care, and blessing. Jesus calls us to ground our gratitude in God's love, care, and blessing, for he says, strive first for the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And he's already fleshing out what the kingdom of God and God's righteousness are all about. They exist whenever and wherever God's name is kept holy. They're present when God's will is accomplished to create, sustain, redeem, forgive, heal, reconcile, empower, and love all of creation. God's kingdom and righteousness are shown when people share the same forgiveness with one another that they have received from the one who experienced death on a cross and resurrection from the tomb. They're active when God lifts up those who hunger and thirst, who mourn and who are persecuted, and who humbly endure whatever comes their way. God's kingdom and righteousness are present whenever we place our hope and trust in God above anything else that this world can offer us. And God is still good. God still loves and cares and blesses us. God's will for us never changes. The kingdom of God draws near to us in every whispered prayer, in every proclaimed word, in every bite of bread or sip of wine, in every moment that we draw upon God's forgiveness lavished upon us from a cross. Nothing can keep God from loving us in Christ Jesus. Not death itself, neither fear, nor anxiety, nor worry, nor the worst troubles that beset us can actually stop God from caring for us. The truth of Jesus' words about worry, about trouble, is that in every circumstance, God's blessing, grace, guidance, and protection embraces all people in their embattled lives. Strive first for the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. They are things that cannot be earned, nor can they be bought, but they are given to each one of us as part of the mysterious but gracious ordering of God's kingdom. Know that God is good. God is gracious. God's will for us never changes. Thanks be to God forever and ever. Amen.